I want to go back to our text, and I need you to get your Bible. And open it to the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark. That's where we stopped at the last time. The fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark. The fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark. And our theme, our subject, which we will continue on this morning, our theme, our subject, is framing your world. Framing your world. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that once week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. In just hold your place in Hebrew chapter, and then we'll get you, let you put the scripture. If you can get the scripture up there, Mark Gospel, that'll be fine. In Hebrew chapter 11, this is what it says, and this is one of our texts. We're talking about framing your world. So now faith is the substance, this is Hebrew 11, 1, this is the King James. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. And then verse 3 said, through faith we understand that the world will frame how? By the word of God. So the things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. And the Gospel of Luke, the disciple asked him, just hold what you got. The disciple asked him in Luke 17, 5, said, Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you should say to this tree, or this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, or tell this tree to be plucked, pulled up by the root, and thrown into the sea, it would obey you. Amen. Then it says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, what? God did what? Created what? The heaven and the earth. God did what? Created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness stood upon the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved where? Upon the face of the water. And God did what? God said. And so here we have this parable, this word Jesus said. We're talking about framing your world. What kind of world do you want? Jesus told us through Apostle Paul, he said, in the last days, we already know that We have from history, we have seen much trouble in the world, right? And but he said in the last day, which we know or now, perilous time will come, men will become what? Lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. And then he said you will hear what? Wars and rumors of wars, and you hear earthquakes and dire places and on, right? But he said something in there that got my attention. He said, but it shall not come now you. So he was telling me, even though this world is full of trouble. Anybody here? This world is full of trouble, but you don't have to let it get in your world. Hallelujah. So I want to, and that's, I said all that to get you back to where we left off. Because we want to talk about you. What kind of world do you want? And you can frame your world, build your world where you can have, like God said in Deuteronomy, I believe 11:22, I think I'm right. If it ain't 11:22, it's 11:18. He said you can have some heaven on earth. Amen. So let's why don't we get started? What do you say? Amen. You got Mark Gospel chapter 4. I'm going to read this from, you can go ahead and put that up. Mark Gospel chapter 4. And I'm going to read the first 9 verses, 10 probably from the King James, but I'm going to switch over to the Passion. I don't know if we have that back there, but just follow me. And he said in we just started verse 1. And he said, and he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude. Am I in the right place? So that he entered into a ship and sat on the sea, and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. He taught them many things how? By parable. And said unto them in his what? Doctrine. You know, we talked about that last week. That means his teaching. Hearken, behold, there went forth a sower to sow. It came to pass that he sowed, some fell by the wayside, fouled the air, came and what? Devoured it up, and some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depths of earth. But when the sun was up, it was what? Scorched. And because it had no root and withered away. Notice, it did what? Wither away. Verse 7, some fell among thorns, and the thorn grew up and choked it. It yield no fruit. The other fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit, sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100.